Yes, it is perfect, Jack. Thank you very much. Remember, we tune for your listening enjoyment.
So I'll know
satisfied. He goes out with everybody by his Don't I got to tell a tale? Should blues tell me how long? Do I have to wait? Son asked Jack after he played one of those spiffy solos that he plays all the time. He says, "How old are you?" Jack basically said, "What's it to you?" And the thing was, well, you know, because you play just a fast solo, I just wondered. You're aging like a fine wine, Jack. Really, really old. A couple of years ago, I was asking a friend of mine's daughter, "What's your dad going as Halloween?" He goes, "Uncle Yorma, he's going as a grumpy old man. It's really scary." And in the spirit of this conversation, how about "Little Death Don't Have No Mercy"?
Yeah. We'll put an end to these embarrassing questions.
Hey?
I said we'll put an end to these embarrassing questions by doing "Death Don't Have No Mercy."
Thank you.
Oh, Mary!
He's a kid. You were Woodstock, weren't you?
I missed your set. I apologize.
That's okay. We got you tonight.
Will be gone, I said.
He's gonna lead you. Death will leave you standing and crying in this land. Well, come here, high, you won't stand long. Look around the room when your family will be gone. I said, have no mercy this night.
Thank you.
Say we have beautiful feet?
That's what he said. He said, you have beautiful feet. And I said, thank you. Shopping for clothes.
You know,
what, Barry?
When it comes to dressing up, there's no contest when you're on the same bill with Rob McNerney.
No, that's true.
You know, Rob, give another round of applause for Rob McNerney.
Good buddy from down in Asheville, Kentucky, once again, not too far from where I live. I can only say, in addition to his wonderful music, if you need a mule for some reason or other, his dad is the guy to sing. That's a fact.
Good times, good times.
for a while. This one's called Genesis.
And I'm going along with you.
before I leave. Hey, Barry, have we checked the radio reception on your P90s? Or what was that? I was wondering if we're still receiving signals from Mars on this thing. It's on. I guess that sly smile means we're okay, right? It's picking up signals from back when this building was a factory, apparently.
Okay.
Because it's a drive. Is it trying to organize?
You know, I actually saw
a picture of this guitar last time I was here in Rochester.
And now,
at the vintage instrument shop.
And now it's in your possession.
And now it's mine. Right?
There you go. Was never meant for me.
was never meant for me. Seems somehow we never can agree. Don't mean a thing to me. Time goes by, and still I can't be free.
When we get home from these tours, do you take out that thing and play with it at home?
When I come back from a long tour, the first thing I tell my wife is, you got to see this piece of gear I got. But not that piece of gear, this piece of gear. Well, rocking has done me, I guess, not a day. Terrible feeling comes along when I get good begins to get away. Hot poison and the mistro, called sugar blend. If you drink the bootleg shine, you'll sure have an aching.
Thank you. How can I miss when I got that? Ain't got that. there's nothing like those group sing-alongs, you know?
Rick Danko would have been proud.
Thank you.
blues.
Until he heard the one that he wanted to play next. So we're going to do one that someone requested over there.
Thank you.
I think this is written by a former governor of Louisiana.
Right. Am I mistaken? That's back when politicians did something useful like writing and singing songs.
He also, in addition to writing this song, he also wrote a little number called You Are My Sunshine. His name is Governor Jimmy Davis, and this is the Red River Blues.
Thank you.
When you see my hand, when I run home and met with the old shotgun, Lord, I feel very blue. Though you're more safe as for me, you're more willing to let you be. Lord, I feel very blue. This is called How Long Ago.
Somewhere down.
before we sort of pull into the stretcher, we have some important announcements to make, really important.
Oh, you know, there's nothing more important than tea.
Thank you.
Hey, has this guy seen the show before or what? Ladies and gentlemen, we have to jump on our old tour bus, drive down to Fall River, Massachusetts this evening, and with the price of gas, $3.20 on the New York State Thruway, we're doing whatever we can to lighten our load, and you can help us lighten our load this evening by visiting Hot Tuna's Concession Land, right back there. Why don't you wave your hand? There she is, our talented spokesmodel there. She'll be glad to take care of all of your Hot Tuna needs this evening. We have a selection of CDs. We have some Jack Cassidy CDs, his first ever solo CD, Dream Factor. We have a CD of a band that existed back in the 80s called SVT, a high energy rock and roll band that Jack was the leader of. We also have some Hot Tuna CDs, maybe. We might have one or two left. We only have a couple more nights of this tour. They've been selling like hotcakes. We have some mandolin CDs for all the mandolin lovers out there, some bluegrass music and some newgrass music, and also a band I play with back home called the Klezmer Mountain Boys. You want to check that out as well. We also have, for these kind of early winters you seem to have up here in the snow belt, we do have some Hot Tuna t-shirts. We have the ever popular, if you don't know Yorma, you don't know Jack shirt, and as well as the Country Yorma, and we might even have some of the Rasta Got Yormas back there. We have so many shirts I can't even mention. We do have some beautiful original Hot Tuna baseball caps here, one size fits all, and we have some stickers as well. You think this is easy, folks, talking with people screaming in your ear, you know? But anyhow, last but not least, we do have our brand new line of tuna tea here, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be ever so brief. Yes, you can have one for about $13, I believe, right back there. You could probably, this fella here, I bet you he would like, for all the guitar pickers in the audience, the Yorma's Rhythm Tonic Tea. If you want to play the guitar like Yorma Kalkany, this is totally organic. Yorma's Rhythm Tonic Tea.
Totally.
For the more meditative people in the audience, we have our latest line here, and that is Jack Cassidy's True Religion Pure Green Tea. And this has a picture of Jack as the bass playing Buddha, right there, which is Jack Cassidy's bass. Now this is, as you tea drinkers know, pure green tea does have a little bit of caffeine in it, but sometimes we need a little caffeine to get through the
tea. Amen.
And as we've said at least 10,000 times, once you've consumed all this tea, you can use these tins to keep anything that you like. For example, if you do a little sewing, you can keep your needles in here, your thimbles, maybe some spools. Or if you play the guitar, you could keep your picks or maybe your capos in this as well. Now, as I was commenting to a friend of mine earlier in the evening, one thing we love about our Hot Tuna audiences is the diversity in the age groups represented. And so we don't want to leave out the more mature members. By that, I really don't mean the way they act. I really mean how old they are. We do have some teas from yesteryear. So first, we have, for the political activists in the house, we have the Volunteers of America tea. And you'll be as happy as I am to know that this is the last but not least. We have the caffeine-free. This is harkening back to the psychedelic era. We have Surrealistic Tea featuring the Volunteers. Thank you very much.
Indeed. Well done, Barry. Hey, thanks a lot for coming out, folks. We sure appreciate it. We'd like to start finishing up with this Jesse Fuller song, and it's called... What, did you have too much of that Jack Cassidy tea? Nothing indeed. San Francisco Bay Blues, yes indeed. And we thank you again so much. Thank you.
If I can hear it.
Of course, my old buddy, Fingers on Fire himself, Norm MacDonald.